Let's take a look into the mind of Haydn Russo. Narrated by Haydn Russo. Left side of the brain is the negative side of the brain. Right side of the brain is the positive side of the brain. And Haydn Russo, played by Haydn Russo. What is he thinking of today? Let's take a peek and see what's going on in his mind.
Left brain. Hey, Haydn. Why analyze 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day? Don't waste your time on such things. We have better things to do. Don't you want to go and make some money today? Right brain. Haydn. Why are you listening to this guy? The only reason he exists is because you're not doing anything. Get up. Get involved in something. Get on the computer. Wherever your mind goes, your thoughts will follow, and you won't be thinking of him. Oh, Haydn, left brain, what are you doing? Don't listen to that guy. What I have for you today is a list of failures, things that you will fail on. All I want you to do is just talk to me and encourage yourself. Just talk to me and just do all the things that I want you to do. You'll have temporary fun all day. Haydn. Temporary fun. Right brain. Temporary fun. Haydn. You want to water a tree. You want to take the time. Let the tree grow. Do you remember the story about the bamboo tree, Haydn? After 5 years with little growth, it grows 90 foot tall. Haydn, those are fiction stories. Right brain, with a smile on his face and a devilish look on him with a grin, the left side stared at the right side and said, hey, he hasn't accomplished anything all day. Right brain, Haydn, you have accomplished a lot today. You've meditated, you've worked out, you're working. You're doing things that make a difference. You've spoken to 5 vendors. Remember, Haydn, tomorrow only is what you are today. What you do today will blossom tomorrow. And if you continue to do the same thing, you will have nothing to grow for tomorrow. Live in abundance and grow and stop listening to that guy. And let's get to work. Don't get stuck in your failures. Don't get stuck in anything. Just cherish the positive moments. Be grateful for all of the things that God has given you. Be cheerful. Be smiling. And do all of the positive things in your life. And don't spend 1 ounce of your time on anything negative. To be continued. This is the Haydn Russo Show.
It's time to rewire your mind. Welcome to the Haydn Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Haydn Russo.
Hello, hello, hello there.
I like how that sound.
Hello, hello, hello there.
I miss you. I miss you. And I'm glad to be back with you. I want to thank everyone that's tuning in live. We're hoping that we improved from last week, and hope that you're enjoying the beginning of the show. I had a very interesting weekend. I went to a comedy club, and I wanted to see how I can just have fun to end my day. And, you know, I wanted to end on a positive note. And although I won't be getting into this conversation, I was kind of taken aback by how many couples were women as a relationship as it was to traditional men and women coming out and enjoying the evening. And I have no issues with that. It's just a change to me. I don't get out as much, so I don't get to see that much because I try to stay in a fun mode, as you would say. But it was a lot of couples there enjoying their time and having fun. And I just asked myself to the men, what are we doing? What are we doing as a species that is not satisfying that particular group? And although that we may not be able to convert all of them to come back, but the likelihood that some of them could convert and come back is strong. But, you know, what are we doing to lose them to that type of individuality? You know, so guys, you know, it's time for us to begin to step up our game and improve our relationship with the women, not only here but abroad. Outside of the U.S., the respect for women, it's not the same. They don't have the rights that the women here have. So I say to all the women here, be grateful. Be grateful to the United States and be grateful to the society that we have here, and humble yourself, you know. If you'd like to join this conversation, the phone lines are open. 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. But men, it's time for us to step up in our relationship, and it's time to begin to understand that there are going to be challenging times. There are going to be there's going to be times where things just aren't going our way. But we have to stay the course. When God gives you a vision, He gives it to you and you alone, no one else. And if you're not carrying out that mission, it would be very sad for us as a society. But in order for us to begin to understand and to get to that level, we must understand that we are in a universe. How does a universe function? It functions on energy. You know, with the energy and the gravitation of the world, you know, I believe it gives us the life that we have. You know, most human beings don't realize that they have enough power within them to power any city in the world for a week. And if you don't believe it, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're walking on carpet and then all of a sudden you touch metal and electricity transmit between you and the door. That's that energy within us. That's that greatness. No other species has that but us and the human mind. So I ask you today, what are you doing to improve your mind? Are you going to let your current circumstances dictate who you are, dictate the person you will be tomorrow, dictate your attitude towards other people? There's ways and there's things that we can do to fix these type of issues. But you can't begin to dwell and to continue to just talk about your problems. Remember, we have no time to waste on any problem. Any problem that occurs should be something that we welcome. When someone brings a problem to you, you should train your mind to say, excellent.
And you do that and see how this, and find out the solutions that you will bring upon it. You know, I've had some guys that made some I sent some guys to a house to do a roof repair. And the guys went to the wrong house. Do you blow up? No. You just work on the solution. Don't let your current circumstances dictate who you are. No matter how bad life is at current, no matter what issues you're dealing with, no matter if you're stuck in a rut. Some might say, oh, things don't always go my way. Well, if you wake up every morning and say, good things will happen to me. Do that for 30 days. Wake up every morning and say, good things will happen to me. Don't complain. Don't talk about that other stuff. Matter of fact, do me a favor. Here's what we're going to do for all the excuses. Here's what we're going to do for all of the complaining, all of the whining. Just stop. We're done with that type of thinking. We're not going to give any of our energy that's been given to us to do great things, to be godlike. We're not going to waste it on our circumstances, because I'm going to tell y'all a secret. I'm going to give you a secret to your success. I'm going to give you a secret during this show that anyone can use to be successful. But it all begins with your mind. Is there that? Do you listen to that little voice within you that's always saying, hey, There's greatness within you. There's more in this life for you. There's things out there that are waiting for you. You know, for the new listeners to the show, and we want to thank the listeners in India, Macedonia, our international listeners. We want to thank all of our listeners throughout the United States. But it's time for a short station identification. You're listening to the Haydn Russo Show on Talk Zone. We have to understand that we can't let our current situation dictate our future. And we must begin to do the simple things, yet hard things, to improve our situation. And with the secrets that I will give you today, if you do these things for 6 months, it will improve your life and you will be a changed person. But in order to do that, we got to guard this thing now. Okay, so let's talk about how we're gonna guard this thing. Number one, we talk in past shows, and you can go back on demand and look up any of the shows. I got to tell you, Talk Zone has done a great job with keeping everything organized and situated there. You can go back and get those and make sure to download them to your MP3 player. But you got to guard our thinking. How do we do that? As I told you before, we have to begin to limit the time that we watch TV. We have to begin to limit the time that we spend with our friends. Now, I'm going to tell you about the current friends that you have now. We will no longer, unless they're beneficial to us, unless they're trying to help us to be successful, to move to the next level, we will no longer call them our friends. We will call them fun friends. When you have some extra time out of your 86,400 seconds that's given to you every day, when you have some time that aren't free, which occasionally you might have, You can go and spend it with the fun folks. Okay? Because where we're trying to go, we need to reach for some new friends. Some friends that are 10 times smarter than us. Some friends that can help educate us. Some friends that can give us some solid advice with some books that we can read to help change our life. That can tell us about some seminars that we can go out to that can change our life. That can help us build relationships to not only propel what you're trying to accomplish, but give you a sense of fulfillment of someone when the boat is rising together. But on the same token, as we protect ourselves and we begin to fortify our mind, we will no longer begin to bring, you know, I have some names that I typically would say, like Peckerwood, Lane, you know, as in some of my Western movies, Yellow. But I'm not going to say any of those. We just have to begin to protect ourselves from not only our current friends, TV, radio. I'm not telling you just to turn those things off. Now, I was able to just automatically just like, that was it. I haven't watched any TV or anything, but now Donald Trump, baby, knock him out, baby, you know, but I do tend to glance at the newspaper and my homeboy Donald Trump is doing a great job. Look out, Donald is coming. President, I think you're the next one, babe. But getting back to it, as we continue to fortify our mind and we reach up to look for new people, we got to begin to take baby steps. I don't know if you guys have ever studied Tony Robbins, and as you know, if I said before, your cell phone, whether it's a Samsung, I don't care who the carrier is, I don't care who the maker is, okay? The cell phone, you have a unlimited power, unlimited amount of resources in your hand. You can go to YouTube and find anything you want. You can go to YouTube and find fun rapping videos to help you learn and to help your mind expand. You can find anything you want on YouTube. But are you willing to go there? Are you willing to take a look at it? So as you continue to fortify your mind, you got to start looking at different things. You got to start reading different things. You have to be committed to the game plan. Okay? And for those of you guys that meditate, when you get past day 7 to 14, when you begin to meditate, and how we talked about meditation was you breathe in and breathe out, you think of nothing, and then sometime you just go out and take your run and you do your affirmations where you begin to talk about how grateful you are and how you want to give yourself and how you go into a different type of meditation. You know, we'll talk about that in the next segment, but I got to tell you, you got to stop following just anybody. You got to stop just trying to be like everybody. You were here to be someone else. You were here to be different. Stop just telling everyone what your goals and what your dreams are. God has given us 2 ears and 1 mouth. And that's because I think that he's telling you and telling me, when you meet someone, you already know what you know. So use both of your ears and listen to that person while you in their presence and learn what they know, which thereby make you a smarter person. And at the same time, make the conversation a lot more enjoyable, because when you're talking to someone and you're engaged in a conversation and you're listening to them, okay, and you're praising them and you're helping them and you're trying to help inspire them, that's also feeding your success. But it has to be the right friends. It can't be the fun friends. You only hang out with them when you want to go have fun. So as I said, you got to reach out and find new friends. You got to reach out and find people that will help you to begin to change your circumstances. And we'll begin to talk about, you know, how to change your circumstances and how to begin to change the way that you think and change the way that you do things. Okay. I know the conversation is getting real hot and I know you like what we're talking about. You know, you're on Talk Zone. It's time to just take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
This segment of the show was sponsored by Shakira Roll at ERA Home Run Real Estate. Buy, sell, or rent, I can help the entire world. Need assistance with down payment? No problem. Call Shakira Roll today at 561-312-2641 or email her at info@rollhome.com. That's info@ROLLEHOME.com. Visit her website at www.rollhome.com. That's www.rollehome.com.
Who is Haydn Russo? Featured in the Black Enterprise magazine, philanthropist, community activist, successful businessman, cheerleader. Find out who's Haydn Russo. Failure is not an option. Available. Amazon.com.
Car accident? Dents or scratches? Has the Florida sun faded your ride? Call High Gloss Paint and Body. Their service is fast and reliable. High Gloss Auto Paint and Body will deal with your insurance company, taking all the load off your shoulders. I know what that can be like. Call them today, 561-508-4220. They're located on 2550 Windsor Avenue, Suite A, West Palm Beach, Florida. You tell High Gloss that Haydn Russo sent you.
If you would like to be a sponsor or advertiser on the show, call today at 561-723-6781. If there is a topic you would like to discuss on the show, call and inform us today at 561-723-6775. You can always reach me at Facebook at Haydn Russo. That's HYDNROUSSEAU.
Motivational Speaker Incorporated. Haydn Russo, author, radio show host, motivator. Book Haydn Russo today, 561-723-6775. It's time for a change, and let Haydn Russo show you the way.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
TalkZone.com.
You're listening to the Haydn Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Haydn Russo.
Oh! 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 Boy, I gotta tell you, we are on TalkZone.com, and this is the Haydn Russo Show. I want to welcome the listeners on the show. I want to also thank the listeners that's just joining us. The topic we're speaking of today is the secret that I'm going to give you to change your life. We're going to talk about how to do these things. Okay. Lately, I don't know what's been happening to me. Just the things that I normally just like automatically do. Get up, pray, but writing my goals and going through my affirmation process. My mind been fighting this stuff for no reason. And I started thinking about it. You know, what's going on? What's changed? What have you been doing different? You know, And I said, Haydn, you begin to start taking full responsibility for your life. What do you mean take full responsibility for your life? No, I stopped complaining. Anything that began happening to me or began happening around me, I no longer looked at it as something that someone else did to me. I began looking at it and saying to myself that you caused this. You attracted this to you. You brought everything that is happening to you today was caused by you. It's a lack of understanding. It's a lack of not understanding how this universe operates and how your mind functions. And we've said it before. Most humans use only 5% of their brain. And I don't want to be one of them. So I'm trying to find any sentence that would help me, any word that would help me, any workshop that would help me, any convention that would help me, any mentor that would help me, anyone that can help me to get to the next level. I'm looking for you. So I'm in a constant mode. I'm in looking and seeking education. A dummy teach you to keep a seatbelt on. You can learn from anything, but you must be teachable. And you can't begin to have this mindset that, oh, riches wasn't here for you. You don't deserve to be rich. You don't deserve to have the big houses and the big cars. You don't deserve to have 2-3 homes and be able to take any vacation that you want and go anywhere in the world. Don't stop telling yourself these things. And begin to understand the power of the mind. And ladies and gentlemen, the secret is that this universe has given us, with our God gift abilities, the law of attraction. What do you mean by law of attraction? Well, in my opinion, what I mean is, and you can look at the movie called The Secret, and have your own opinion, but I think that movie there changed my life. What you think about will attract to you. What do you mean by that, Haydn? What I mean by that is if you spending all day long talking to your coworkers about each other, then you go home and talk to your wife about your coworkers, that you're complaining about your situation. So you will find that same situation tomorrow. Now, before I continue getting into the secret, I must tell you that E plus R equal O. What do you mean by that equation, Haydn? I'm saying that the event plus your response will equal the outcome. Okay? Now, in this equation, in most cases, when you're stuck in a rut, is because you're continuing to feed off what you're doing today and you're not preparing for tomorrow. Because what I mean by that is that in the analogy I just gave you, you're complaining to the coworker, you talk about each other at work, then you go home complaining and doing that. Now what you're doing, you're imprinting in your mind. You're asking the universe to send more of these things to you because this is the secret. Law attracts. Now, let me tell you how the law attracts in your benefit. You know, when you have that, when someone has done something to you and you want to prove them wrong, or you got cut from a team, or you failed an exam, or your spouse after 30 years just all of a sudden one day just picked up and left, or God forbid, your soulmate passed away. how do you begin to rebuild from that? Do you begin to spend all your time in neglect and misery, worrying and concerning yourself about that person, about the things that they used to do? Then what would happen to you, what the law of attraction would do, will gravitate those things to you. Now, on the same token, let's say we have someone that is on their dying bed and you believe that they can live, they can make it through this. And because of your beliefs and because of your desire and because of your will and your courage and your faith that this will happen, it comes true. The secrets of law of attraction have healed people from cancer with no radiation. You can go and Google these things that I'm telling you. Because we have told you show after show after show after show that the mind is powerful, that the mind is the key to your future success, that you must begin to use your mind with your smile to take you anywhere you want to go. But how do we get there, Hayden? How do you get there? You begin to track all of the good things you do. You put up a board next to you and whatever car that you want, whatever house that you want, you know, get a picture of it and pin it up there on your vision board. We'll call that the vision board. And if you want to learn more about vision boards and principle of success and the book that gave me the vision to go and look at for the secret and other recommendations within it. It's a book by Jack Canfield called The Success Principles. He's also the creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Okay, so now when you're in that situation in the hospital and the doctor tell you, hey, this person have 90 days to live, and then the person leaves the hospital and lives for another 5-10 years. Doctor, you ain't God. You're not God. And as I would say it, you ain't God. I know what I said. Ain't. You ain't. Because I remember one time I was working on a job and I set my hand into some hot asphalt and I took my skin off up to from my right hand from the edge of my fingertips to almost my elbow, completely white. And the doctor began to tell me, Mr. Russo, listen, you're going to keloid. You're going to have this. You're not going to heal this way. You're going to heal that way. And I said, doctor, listen, the only reason that I came is because my wife asked me to come. I wouldn't even come to the hospital. I would treat this myself. And as I was speaking to him, I hadn't had any pain pills or anything like that, because why? I believe that being happy and being positive about yourself and being totally determined that your body will heal itself, because it will. When you tell it and you believe it, it will. Now you must believe. That's the power of law and attraction. You must believe. When I said I wanted to be a contractor, I believed I could, and I went out and did it. When I and had no experience, no, absolutely no experience. I failed the test 3 times. So you got to understand, with the law of attraction, you may be visualizing and doing your affirmations, looking for that success to come right away. But you got to remember now, there's a delayed response. Okay, it takes 24 hours for this universe to keep spinning. Now, come on now. So don't expect success within a week. Now, I mean, you might begin to experience some levels of success, you know, 60, you know, 90 days down the road for some. But in most cases, this is a process that takes 2-3 years and under. It depends on how much you put in. It depends on how much time you put in, because studies have shown that it takes at least 10,000 hours to recreate yourself. Okay? So you have to begin to understand how this thing works. Now, understanding the laws of attraction, you have to understand that the body is phenomenal and the mind is unique and cannot, nothing can be outdone. And I got to tell you, okay? My hand came back 100%. No keloid, no nothing. There's no signs of my hand ever being, having no skin. None. And when I said that my, when I told the doctor that my hand was going to come back completely, he told me that I was having wishful thinking. Now I got to tell y'all, I did go back so that the doctor could see that, that my hand did heal. But you know, his response was as the typical, response, there are rare cases, rare. You know, I almost said something just then. I'm glad I caught myself. Ain't nothing rare. When God is going to do something for you, and when you determine and you set your mind what's going to happen, the laws of attraction that God has put on this universe will attract those things to you. So when you begin to go after your goal and you believe in your goal and you study every day about your goal and you meditate about your goal and you work constantly towards your goal, and you do something every day towards your goal, you do five things towards it every single day, then you will begin to send those positive messages out into the universe. And then the universe will respond and send what you're looking for back to you. And sometimes it won't send it back to you. Not a minute before it's time due. Okay. So what I mean by that is if you're putting a project together and you need $1 million and you're short $750,000, you may not get that $750,000 until the last hour, the last minute. This universe works in mysterious ways. And I'm glad that it's a delayed response. Imagine if we begin to start thinking about giraffes and elephants and everything else, and they can just pop up like the State Farm commercial. Okay, we'll be screwed. Okay, we can't have each and every one of us have 50,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day that we go through. Okay, and you may not believe it or not, but everything within inside your body reproduces itself within 2 to 36 months. So that means that everything inside you, within 3 years, you have a brand new body inside. Every 3 years. Go Google that. And you're not upgrading your brain. It's reproducing itself and you're not reproducing information to give it to your brain to feed. And how do you give yourself new information? You begin to, for the individuals that like to read, we've given you plenty of books. Okay. We've recommended financial books to you. Money Master the Game by Tony Robbins. Okay. We've put video clips and we've done various things to help you, to give you the tools to show you how it's done. But you can't just sit on it. You know what that's called? That's called potential power. Knowledge that is not used is potential power. And for those of you guys that know how to read and don't read, you know better than the guys that can't read. And we're going to get more on how to accomplish more of this secret and how to get into it and how to dive in and how to cultivate it and how to help it grow. You know, it's time to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this. Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844 844-
844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right Way at 844-277-7663.
Invest in Macedonia.com. www.inmacedonia.com. The future to connecting the world.
The House of Bling is here. Woo! Specializing in rhinestone apparel. Bling out your company logo or team logo. Call today, 561-723-6781. Woo, they're ready. Get your bling. Women, cheerleaders, tell your coaches about the House of Bling. We're here for all custom apparel. Again, that phone number is 561-723-6781. Do you have a ride on your way? Are you in the New York area? When you're stuck, call on NYC Taxi Ride Yellow and Green. We have two apps at your availability, www.waytoride.com or www.goarro.com. NYC Yellow Cab is ready for you. The best pork barbecue ribs and chicken in the state of Florida. Don't believe it? Try it yourself. Call Bounce Back Barbecue at 561-307-4382. They also do catering. That's 561-307-4382.
Quick, turn up the sound.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
And now more of the Haydn Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Back to Haydn Russo.
Woo! Yeah. I got to tell you, this show is going by fast, man. There's a lot of preparation that goes into this, a lot of studying, but you know, hard work always pays off. And all the things that you're doing today, whether you're staying 30 minutes later than everyone else at your job preparing for tomorrow, whether you're making your schedule out for the week, whether you're reading about the job that you want in the future every day, 45 minutes to an hour a day, whether you're meditating and taking your lemon water and doing your affirmations, you got to continue to do the hard things, getting up early in the morning and running. I got to tell you, I wear an Apple Watch because I like to track my movement and what I'm doing and whether I'm, you know, I try to stand up for 12 hours a day. I try to hit 10,000 steps a day. I try to burn 750 to 1,000 calories a day. So I monitor these things, and the most effective thing that burns calorie that stimulates the mind and muscle growth is taking a run. I haven't found anything better. Yes, I work out, but I don't burn as much. I'm not getting the heart rate up as much, so I have to mix them in. But I just want to mention that, and I want to thank everyone for staying focused and diving into what we're doing here. And when you take responsibilities for your life, it's a challenge that is going to just, it's a challenge that's going to take every little bit of fighting you. That little voice that's telling you what it is that you want to be in life and be in this life and how you want to contribute and how you want to give back to society is also telling you that it's going to be hard work. And 3 years of dedication and commitment to change your life, to live in abundance and to live this life full of its richness and rewards, you got to begin to change your mindset. You got to begin to start thinking for yourself and being happy. You have to begin to reach into your mind and meditate and think about the things that you want so that you can attract those things to you. You will no longer cultivate any negative conversation of anyone or anything for that matter. You would only spend your time focusing in on the things that you want to be attracted to you. And remember that if you do these things, with the book that I recommended to you by Jack Canfield, the Success Principles, the movie that I recommended to you within the same book called The Secret, helps you to begin to do those hard things. But then something else that you can do is begin to use your mind to start asking yourself certain questions. How do I double my income? How do I spend $1 and get $15 return? How can I earn money while I sleep? How can I improve my current situation? How you do all those things is you begin to think about those things in a positive way, and you begin to visualize those things, and you begin to put those, you put, cut pictures out of them and stick them on the board everywhere you can see them. Bring them at your office. Put them in your car. Put them next to your where you take a shower. Put them where you brush your teeth. And for the men, put them where you like to take the number two. Now, I don't think you can have a number two without a number one, but that's a whole nother topic. We ain't not going to get into that. But Dave, if you wouldn't mind going to this clip for me, I greatly appreciate it.
Environment will improve to reflect the changing man. Third would be the word think. To think. The highest function of which a human being is capable. It was put pretty well by the great Pulitzer Prize winning playwright Archibald MacLeish in his great play The Secret of Freedom, in which he has one of his characters say, "The only thing about a man that is a man is his mind. Everything else you can find in a pig or a horse." It's true. And so if we're going to develop something, this is a good place to start. To think deliberately and with a purpose. To spend a little time each day before a blank sheet of paper with our goal perhaps written at the top and come up with some fresh, new, and exciting ideas. The next point on our checklist you might call the law of laws. That's what Emerson called it, is great old law of cause and effect. That our rewards in life will always be in exact proportion to our contribution, to our service. We all know this, really. We tell our children in Sunday school that as ye sow, so shall ye reap, but we forget that that's true.
Pause that for a second,
man. If a man is unhappy with his rewards, all in the world...
Now, this goes right back to what we were speaking on. Those things that you think about, you will attract to you. Those things that you picture in your mind will come back to you. You remember, you know how you can automatically know without any kind of clock when you want to go somewhere and it's very important to you. You don't need an alarm clock. You get on phone time. You know, when you're a kid and you're going to Disney World for the first time, you can't sleep the night before. That's the law of attraction working for you. The law of attraction will work for you whether you use it or not. So don't use it for what you see on a daily basis that being automatically recorded in your subconscious mind because you're doing nothing. And remember, doing nothing is a choice. Are you serious? Are you going to continue to live in this life where we've talked about 85% of this population will be making $6,000 or less by the time they get to 65? If you think that you're not going to live to become 65, I got a thing for you. And if you don't begin to start making money, look, my homeboy Donald Trump is coming up to cut all these social programs that just giving everything away, coming to cut them. And I agree with him. Use your mind. And go make something for yourself. Stop worrying and complaining if the board is going to be closed. Use your mind and the laws of attraction to improve your situation, your current situation. How are you spending your time? Are you willing to do the things that are necessary to improve your level of thinking? To improve the level of process of how you strategize and think on things. Okay, for the men, are you just going to continue to think about women all day? Because all you're going to do is attract women all day. I forgot the latest statistic, but I thought it was like something like every 15 seconds we think about a woman. Are you serious? Meditate and start thinking about money like that. Okay. And think about what you can do with the money to improve this quality of life. Money is a bad master and a terrible servant. So use it to your advantage. If the law of attraction can attract these things to you, let it attract money. Let it attract financial wealth. Let it attract health, great health, and a wonderful relationship. Go think about relationship. Go take. You're looking for a good man. Go cut out a good man and put him in your vision board. Put him on your dashboard. Look at him before you go to sleep. If you're looking for a woman, do the same thing. If you're having problem thinking, go to bed and tell yourself that. Positive things will always happen to you. Success always happen to you. Great things always happen to you. Tell yourself these things for 21 to 30 days and see how your life begin to improve. And start using your brain. Dave, you continue playing that. I'll let you know when to cut it, please.
Happy with his rewards. All in the world he's got to do is find ways of increasing his contribution, his service. It's like the story of the preacher who was driving down a country road, and all of a sudden he came to the most magnificent farm he'd ever seen in his life. It was beautiful. And so he saw the farmer approaching the road on his tractor, and so he hailed him, and he said, "My good man," he said, "God has certainly blessed you with a magnificent farm." And the farmer thought for a moment, and he said, "Yes, you're right, he certainly has. But you should have seen this place when he had it all to himself." And the preacher had his sermon for the next Sunday. He realized that all the farmers up and down that road had been given the same land, but one man had made something great out of it. Well, all of us are given the same land. We're given a human life, and each of us can make something great out of it, too, if we want to. The next point might be simply the word truth. Since everything we do has an equal and opposite reaction, unless what we're doing is based on truth, we're building on sand, and it can't stand. The next point would be R&D, research and development. None of us would want to work for a company or invest our money in a company that didn't have a very viable research and development department. That is, pumping a good percentage of its profits back into research and development because its future depends on it. But so does a man's. And you might ask yourself, how much of your own take-home pay have you spent during the past year for materials calculated to make you smarter this year than you were a year before? Calculated to make you a little better, a little bigger as a human being. To perhaps love a little more.
You can go ahead and cut it, Dave.
Do a little better job.
Improving yourself over time has a compounding effect, no different than we talked about in past shows. And that if you take $40 a week and you put it in a retirement account and you make sure to check that box that you want to be treated as a Roth. And what that means is, you want all of your profits to be taxed immediately. And all of your money that's growing within your nest egg belong to you with no Uncle Sam and Big Brother. And Donald Trump will change that too, watching you. You got to begin to start using your mind and understand the laws of attraction and what he means by giving to contribute yourself. Given to society, when you begin to give to society, society has the law doesn't know right from wrong. All it knows is what you're telling it. So you have to build it on integrity. So when you're giving yourself, it gives you. When you're giving to society, when you see the neighbor's trash can out in the middle of the road and you take it, and no one is looking, and you tuck it away for them. You're giving back. When you see someone that's in a show that in line that's in need, you and they're short, you help them if you're in position. You're giving back. So I tell you, and I challenge everyone to begin to use your mind. Begin to meditate. Go out and get you a vision board and put your clips on the board. Go and test drive the car you want. Go in the open house and look at the house that you want to live in. Begin spending 30 minutes a day just saying that all these good things will happen to you, and do these things for 30 days. Continue doing them for 60 days and 90 days. And for those of you that can make it a year, I would tell you that the law of attraction will change your life. And when you have a positive attitude and you bring these things to you and you go after these things on a daily basis, the law of attraction will bring abundance of life to you, and you will be able to not only live abundance in life, you'll be able to give back to life and do all the things that you want to do. I want to thank you guys for listening to the show, and I hope that we were inspirational. I want to thank the people that has been supporting Failure Is Not an Option that came out last week. I want to thank Ronnie. He sent me a text this morning showing me his copy of the book. You got your copy before I got mine. I'm jealous, okay? I gave out my first copy to someone that's very special to me. So I got to tell you, I want to thank you guys for listening to the show. I hope that we was inspirational and that you use your mind. Please take the time and do what it is that you need to do. We're here live every Wednesday from 5 to 6 on Talk Zone, the best internet radio station. Thank you. We'll see you next week. The Hayden Russo Show on TalkZone.com.
Who is Hayden Russo? Featured in the Black Enterprise magazine, philanthropist, community activist, successful businessman, cheerleader. Find out who's Hayden Russo. Failure Is Not an Option. Available Amazon.com.
Motivational Speaker Incorporated. Hayden Russo, author, radio show host, motivator. Book Hayden Russo today, 561-723-6775. It's time for a change, and let Hayden Russo show you the way.
Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right way at 844-277-7663. 7663.